Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. It is such a gorgeous day here in Connecticut and, of course, in New York, too, because I just returned from New York. I went down for the annual appreciation dinner of my alumni association, and it was amazing. I saw some of my friends I had not seen since I was 15 years old. So it was a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And again, we have lined up for you an amazing show and an amazing guest who is doing phenomenal work in the lives of women. And we've been hanging out in the virtual chat room, and in a moment I am going to bring her on live. And of course, you know that my honored guest is author Wendy Olivares, and I just met her, as a matter of fact, approximately a week ago. I met her virtually by my spiritual sister recommended her. When I spoke to her, I said I must get her on here because she's doing phenomenal work. I want to welcome guests 4122 to the chat, and I want you to just sit back and embrace yourself and grab your pens and paper, because I'm sure you're going to get some nuggets that you're going to want to jot down. I want to also remind you that I'm looking for some volunteers, both virtually and also on site here in Connecticut. I really need a lot of extra hands at the taping of my TV show. And also, I am offered to start another show over in Bridgeport. And I am looking to get some hands there in Bridgeport to be trained. So please, I am asking you to just reach out, support. If you like what I'm doing, you believe in the work that I'm doing, I want you to reach out and lend a helping hand. And as always, I just want to play our theme song in a minute. And I want to encourage you to be part of the dialogue today by calling 646-915-8166. And now, here is our theme song.
Friends, sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, and as always, for the past 4 years, this has been our promise to you that we want to be more than just a friend. We want to be the person that really ruffles your feathers in a very, very positive way so we can get you to do something. And you know, that is kind of, sometimes you call that tough love, and that's what we do here. We want to be the one, we want to be the mother eagle that pushes you to the edge and just give you a gentle push off so you can learn to fly. So that's what we do here, and we are so excited about that. And you know that we are offering people the opportunity to advertise their businesses, services, or products here on the show. Mika, we have close to 95,000 listeners, so we really have a lot of people that come by here, and we want to promote your businesses. And with that being said, today's show is brought to you by the AMD Law Group, and here are a few words from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Mrs. Wendy Olivares. Mrs. Olivares, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm just sitting here getting ready to play chess. So thank you for taking time. And I know I'm going to be super blessed because we are going to be having you on the TV show tomorrow night.
Yes, ma'am. I will be there with Sogan.
I know. I am just so honored. I'm so honored. I'm so honored. Well, let us begin at the beginning. And before I had said you would have 45 minutes, however, my second guest did not confirm, so we have as much time that we can really dig into what it is you have to share, so long as you have the time available. So I just wanted you to know that.
Tell us
who you are before Let's Play Chess. Tell us all the little juicy things, you know, that we need to know, where you came from, and, how the journey all began. Tell us, my listeners.
Sure. Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I'm the youngest of four children. My parents were born in Puerto Rico, and we, as a result of a fire in our building, we were homeless for a couple months, and thankfully my father had applied for apartments in Manhattan, so we moved subsequently to Manhattan, where I was raised. I attended public schools and went off to college and, was a patent paralegal for 19 years in New York in some of the most prestigious intellectual property law firms in the world. And I was recruited in 2000 to become a recruiter, a legal recruiter. And I did that for a year. And then I decided to start my own business. and mm-hmm. I've had a legal search firm in the name of Oliveris and Company Incorporated for the past 12 and a half years. And so I live in Jersey City and have my office in Jersey City, New Jersey as well.
Wonderful.
So you know, pretty much the gist of it. I do have a master's in human resources management from the New School in New York City. And also a postgraduate certification in career development and planning. And so I also, mentor a lot of women to start businesses.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. I got to tell you, you are the first Latino I've heard say Puerto Rico, like how I said it. Every other Latino I know, they roll the Puerto Rico. I can't even roll it like they do. I'm telling you.
Well,
so
if you say it in Spanish, you can roll it. Puerto Rico.
That's right.
In English, it's different. It's Puerto Rico. So.
Yeah, it's Puerto Rico. I'm saying, oh, man, she said Puerto Rico like I did. Oh, it's so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. So amazing. And you do a lot of amazing things that you are doing, yet you still found some time to write a book. Before we talk about the book, how did the game of chess enter your life?
My father began teaching me how to play chess when I was 14 years old. And at first I was reluctant to learn. It looked like it was a boring game, and I was intimidated by it. But thankfully my father was persistent, and we played, you know, as the years went by, you know, I would learn more and more and get to play more with him and other people, some friends. And throughout high school and college and into my adulthood, up until 9 years ago was when we actually stopped playing chess. You know, my father passed away due to congestive heart failure 9 years ago, mm-hmm. and so, you know, I don't have my chess buddy
partner
anymore.
Wow!
Yeah.
But I tell you, his spirit is smiling now.
Absolutely.
As he looked down, because I think he has your blessings, and I didn't know your father passed, and I was going to ask you. Now mm-hmm. that you have written this amazing book mm-hmm. on what was his thoughts, but now I'll pass that over because I know his spirit has blessed this project, and that's why it is blossoming all over.
I believe that.
You know,
and if he was alive today, he would have been so super, super proud of me because
mm-hmm.
he was my inspiration.
Yes.
You know, he
yes.
was my mentor in many respects, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of the
mm-hmm.
reasons why I am the way I am is because I'm a chess player, but also, too, with his insistence on always believing in myself and
mm-hmm.
Not being afraid to take a chance at anything.
That's right.
Just to try.
That's right. That's right.
And I think this book really reflects that, you know.
So now, let's delve into, you have a successful legal consulting firm.
Mm-hmm.
You represent attorneys all over the world.
Yes,
you are
in their job search.
Fabulous at what you do. Yet, you took some time to write this book. What pushed you to the edge to do this book? And why this book at this time?
That is an excellent question. I want to thank you for that, Dr. Daphne.
Mm.
This book was written based on two factors. One is the fact that I am a chess player, and I've attributed who I am today based on my chess skills and the development of those skill sets throughout 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I think, plan, and react to things in my life,
mm-hmm.
both personally
mm-hmm.
and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But the other factor is during the economic downturn in 2008,
mm-hmm.
I found myself in a very precarious situation with respect
mm-hmm.
to my clientele not
mm-hmm.
hiring attorneys
mm-hmm.
For several years. It was a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that situation really forced me to delve into myself and, mm-hmm. and really identify what has just happened to me. What mm-hmm. can I do to save my business, A, mm-hmm. and B, you know, my home?
Mm-hmm.
If I have a
mm-hmm.
mortgage and if no mm-hmm. one gets hired, I'm not going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an extreme mm-hmm. amount of personal pressures. You know, I was just thrown, certain things were thrown at me all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you develop a resiliency.
Mm.
And that
yes.
you don't even realize that you have.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When you're forced to do something that you just don't have an alternative.
That's
at
right.
that moment.
That's right. That's
and
right.
so I think what happened to me was Let's Play Chess really began as a self-help for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a journal.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of talking about, you know, decisions, the pros and cons of what I need to do, what are my skill sets, and just trying mm-hmm. to become more self-aware
mm-hmm.
and accept mm-hmm. my weaknesses and my strengths and really delve into my own mind in a way I've
mm-hmm.
never had before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as
mm-hmm.
a result of that, flourished this concept, this wonderful chess ideology that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's about you, me, and every other woman in the world. We
mm-hmm.
all have female struggles, I guess
mm-hmm.
we can call them. Whatever
battles, yes, yes.
We have battles.
We have a large battle between us, and for us,
yes.
our battles become more challenging than the battles
yeah.
that male go through, because
absolutely.
the brothers have their struggles too. However,
yes.
they unite and they bond in brotherly
yes.
love, and they
yes.
get over the hump. Where we
mm-hmm.
sisters, we tend to push away from another sister.
Yes.
And we don't see where we can add value, and we don't see where we can help. We can get help from another sister to build our resilience, intelligence.
Yes.
While the men don't do that. The men say, hey, man, come on, let's do this. Let's bond together, and we're going to do
yes.
this. This, you know, this book is right on time, and I am praying that
mm-hmm.
every woman will get a copy of it. And I haven't read it yet, but based on the conversation that we have had,
yes.
I know yes. this is a fabulous book.
The book really is, it's an inspirational book that really
mm-hmm.
focuses on all females
mm-hmm.
at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
Here and everywhere. It doesn't matter where you're from. You can be from
right.
the Middle East. The message is still going to be the same for all of us.
It's universal.
Yes.
Regardless of the language or ethnic
yes.
group we fall under, it's universal.
But
the book really
provides a fresh, entertaining approach
mm-hmm.
to exploring your inquisitive mind and your entrepreneurial passion.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you're doing is going to be based on chess.
Mm-hmm.
Developing your skill sets that are inherent in this fascinating board game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying for you to have that you need to become a chess master. That's not what I'm advocating. What I'm advocating is, look, just approach the game with an open mind. Just
mm-hmm.
as if you have a situation that arises in your life, approach it with an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
You know,
you're listening to the voice of Wendy Oliveras. She is the author of Let's Play Chess. I want you to know that you're encouraged to be part of this dialogue. Anything that's on your mind, any question that's been tugging at you, we want you to call in. And let's talk. Let's include it in this conversation. And let's see if there are any aspect of Let's Play Chess that you can use to unravel this thing that you are struggling with. So please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. The chat room is up and running, and so far it's only Wendy and I are on the switchboard. So that's wide open for your involvement as well. I hope you have a copy of the book close by, because we want to like go through a little aspect of it to just stir people's appetites that they will go out and pick the book up. But we will be doing that momentarily. Go ahead. I just cut you off.
I wanted to just highlight that, you know, the title, Let's Play Chess, Succeed in Your Game of Life and Business by Playing Chess. From pawn to queen, it's really it's really the main point of why I would love for you to pick up a copy, or every woman to pick up a copy, because you know, it helps you to become interested in playing chess. And why is chess so important? It's important because not only is it fun and challenging, but it has skill sets that
let you lose your mind.
It helps transfer. Yeah, that you can transfer into your daily activities, and including your business development. Skill sets.
Let me ask you a question. For those of us who has never played chess, and this question is for me too. I've never played chess. However, when I spoke to you the other day for the pre-show dialogue, I said to myself, I need to go buy me a chess set and to start the game. So for those of us who has never played it, how do we start? How do you recommend that we start? We don't have a daddy like you to teach us. We don't have what do we do?
Well, you can look for your local. I always recommend to go on the uschess.org. Website, which is the United States Chess Federation's website, because they list the local community chess clubs.
Thank you for that.
In your respective area. So there may be a club area in your area. Or, for example, my niece lives in Bridgeport, and I believe there's one over there.
All right. And that's 35 minutes from me.
Now, for people who don't want to, you know, or cannot afford to join a chess club, I do suggest that Toys R Us has a wonderful how to play chess set. And it's a each piece has the arrows pointing to how it moves on the board. So that you don't have to, it helps you to memorize it visually.
Oh, so there's a cheater set.
Nice, you know?
Oh, there's a cheater set. Ooh.
Yeah, so it's like a basic set. It's a plastic set, but, and it's very inexpensive, but it's good for you to maybe with a friend start playing and learning. I hope to develop a Chess for Success program that will implement the introduction to chess for women and young girls and teach them the basics, but simultaneously teach them the empowerment aspect of the chess ideology.
Wonderful. What would you like, because of this book and everything that you're implementing, what would you like to see us women do?
My ideal emphasis about the book is to get women interested in playing chess. There's only 3% of women competing professionally worldwide. So we're missing out on all of the rewards and benefits of playing chess. I want women to, once they're starting to play chess, to transfer those chess playing skills, such as the critical and logical thinking skills, analytical reasoning, strategic planning, anticipation of your opponent's moves, and even your moves. You gain confidence in your abilities. You get a better edge for thinking for yourself. You develop more confidence. You make better decisions. And so that would really be my ultimate mission, is to create a global movement, chess movement, whereby young girls and women of all ages and backgrounds actually can start taking advantage of the game and its benefits. And the rewards that you reap by playing.
Wonderful.
And
why
even for
do...
me...
Finish your thought.
No, but even for myself and a few other women that I talk to who do play chess, They're successful in their businesses as well, and they have also shared
attributed
with me, that they also agree that they think the way they do, they analyze things in their lives because they're chess players. They've made that chess life business connection as I have.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I bet that was an amazing affirmation for you to hear that from other women.
Absolutely it was.
Why do you think females over the many decades have shunned away from the game of chess? Even Scrabble, which is simple. I notice a lot of women, you know, shun away. Why do you think that women have shunned away from the game of chess over the years?
I think that society historically has imposed that chess is a man's game. It's a boy's club.
Mm-hmm.
And women, you know, from the beginning of time, 14th century, 15th century, you know, kings were the ones who really made decisions, right? So
they would solve problems
through chess
in
many respects. So, I mean, there were women, queens, only the affluent were allowed to play chess to begin with. So I think over time, and even to the current, to the present time, I think that chess is viewed by women as too intimidating, boring, perhaps too intellectual for some.
Wow.
And they don't find the time, because it does take time to play.
Yeah,
it's not a five-minute game.
They don't prioritize the time, because it's a commitment and it's a responsibility.
Right.
To set the time aside to do that. And, you know, and honestly, the more we get into this dialogue, the more I say thanks to your father. Because he had the foresight to see that today we needed this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to prepare you to step up, to be the person that's opening this global opportunity for us as women to know that, you have been thinking it's a man's game, it's the big boys club, but no, there's room at the table for you. Pull your chair up and sit down. There's room here for you, and you are this mentor who is saying, I'm taking the risk, I'm stepping out there, and
absolutely,
I'm letting my voice be heard. And if it's one or two that gets the message, that's okay, because it is going to snowball as it goes along. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for this.
Well, the book is picking up great momentum. A lot of women are becoming more and more interested the more I speak and, you know, do more radio blogs and some television. Mm-hmm. You know, it's spreading. The message is spreading. And I just want women to know that it is about them.
That's right.
It's not about me.
What?
It's about our ability to believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And not look at it as I'm going to win or lose the game. It is how play the game that matters the
most. That's right. Exactly. The ability to be part of it. And carrying on. It's not about winning or losing. It's all the skills that you come out of that, and knowledge that you didn't even go in with. You're getting out of it. It's not about the competition. It's really not about the competition. What are some of the feedback that you have received from people who have read the book or have heard your conversation on all these different media? What are some of the feedbacks you've gotten?
The feedback is, I totally agree with you that critical thinking skills are part of chess and part of my daily life. On just the simplest thing. I mean, I've had women tell me just planning for the next 6 months is a dire task.
Mm-hmm.
But because they play chess, they're able to organize their thoughts in such a way that they begin to anticipate their next move. You know, because for the next month, for the following month. Or then, and if something happens that changes the element, that there's an element of change occurs, they're prepared to make a decision to change that.
Amazing, amazing.
I've gotten all the feedback that it's just brilliant. They love the concept. They love the ideology. They love the concept of, you know, chess being a word that's a play on two words, she for female and the game chess. So that's our word that we that belongs to every female now.
Right. It's a creative. Everybody can take a piece of it and own it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, own it without feeling inferior or intimidated. You can use the word
that's
with
right.
pride. And that's what it's all about. It's a word that's created for us as female.
Yes.
We don't need to apologize when we use it. Instead, we can use it, echo our appreciation and gratitude to Wendy for doing so and say, hey, if she can go out there and do that, so can
I. Right.
You don't need to go out there and reinvent to do chess, but you can go out there and create that which has been laying dormantly in you over the years. Go ahead.
Now chess, I want our listeners to understand that chess means your game of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing on your life board.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that occurs in your life, all of the circumstances that exist in your personal and professional life, I consider your battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be a chess player and you can be a chess warrior on your battlefield, in your game
with
of
that,
life.
With that being said, I want for you to choose a portion of the book and just read a couple paragraphs or sentences of it, because we're going to be doing that throughout. You know, I leave it up to you.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, I have the book here.
Come on, guys. You can call in 646-915-8166.
We haven't even touched the From Pawn to Queen.
Yeah, but that's we have 57 minutes remaining. So go ahead.
Okay. So the chapter 7 on page 39 of the book is titled Anatomy of a Chess Player. So, it goes like this. A chess player is a woman, regardless of her age or background, who has a strong interest in self-improvement, playing chess, and business development in some form or another. A chess player possesses certain warrior qualities and abilities, which enable her to successfully play her game of life with confidence, determination, and self-discipline. She knows what she wants, understands her needs, and is determined to accomplish any quest without fear. A chess player understands the chess life connection and is equipped to defend herself in any position in life with inner strength, shrewdness, and certainty. Now, this is not to say that becoming a chess player guarantees you success in life or business. On the contrary,
the effort that goes with that, the effort, the effort,
the
and
contrary.
The responsibility and the decisions that's taken by the reader. And so now we have been echoing about let's play chess and that. But as you say, we never touched the other portion from pawn to queen. What does that mean? And how does that come into all of this?
Okay. Well, from pawn to queen means that, well, let's start from the very beginning of that. A pawn piece in the chess set is the weakest piece. It's worth one pawn. However, it's the only piece that's promotable to a queen. It's played strategically and maneuvered back to the opposite side of the board. I say, well, if that's true, then every female born into the world is considered a pawn in life. Metaphorically
speaking. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
So, if that's true, then only we as females, as a pawn in our own lives, can promote ourselves to something better.
That's right.
A queen in life or a queen status in business.
That's right.
But how do we
do that?
How do we do that? How do we? How can a housewife who has secret passions to start her own business, maybe she's a great cook, maybe she is a great baker and has an idea for a business and has no, where do I start? See? Only she can take proactive steps in her life
to
get herself to that next level. Whether
it's
by way of asking others for help, getting a support system.
A team, getting a become part of a team together,
or just getting out.
Yes.
Taking the initiative and do your research online.
That's right.
Go to
That's
your local
right.
SBA office. They have a lot of free resources there.
That's right.
The point is that there are so many different options available to us women that, you know, we can't, if we don't take out the time to invest in ourselves, there's no change. Nothing's going to change.
Nothing.
So being a pawn means in life that you are someone who has very special qualities and abilities. But it
can
is
be
up
polished.
To polish them up. It's up to you to, to promote yourself. How and promoting yourself really means investing in yourself, identifying what your strengths and weaknesses are. You know, self respect.
That's right.
Self assurance.
Honor. You've got to honor yourself and honor others. It's amazing.
Now, I have for my chef's workshop, I have the SHESS as I use them as an acronym for the first S being self empowerment. The H being your honor system. Respecting your mind, building your intellectual weaponry, and simultaneously respecting your body as a woman.
That's right. Now, I am loving it already.
Right. The E would represent engagement. Be proactive, not inactive. Stop complaining. Take action.
That's right. Make action. Make decision. That's right. Look in the mirror and blame the person who is looking back at you. That's right. Go out and create it. Beautiful.
Now, the fourth S represents strategies to move from pawn to queen. And the last S is success. Now that you're successful, now that you've accomplished, you set and accomplished your goals, what do you do next? What is next for you? Well, your work is not done as a chess player or a queen in life or in business. You still have to give back and help the little girls in your communities, in your families, teach them what you've been through, show them the way, guide them as well, and mentor them so that they can be successful in their lives as well.
Could you share with us a few of those strategies from pawn to queen? You don't have to give us all, but just, as I say, tease us, whet our appetites.
Yes, I can. Let me just find that. It's because I can't memorize everything.
Oh no,
but,
I don't expect you
one
to.
Mastering your chess strategies, one of the things that I really hone in on and I find very important as a strategy in life and in business is that you need to be vigilantly aware to what is occurring around you. You constantly need to keep your eyes and ears open to what is transpiring, not only in your personal life, but in your marketplace as well. Because if you fall asleep at the wheel, you will eventually crash.
That's right.
Now,
head on.
Yeah. So one example, if you have a business and, you know, if you fall asleep at the wheel is, well, maybe you're not keeping abreast of your technology. Maybe the technology you currently have is going to become obsolete. So people are not going to want to work with you, or your clientele or your customers are not going to be on the same page as you are. They'll be more advanced, in other words. So you need to be vigilantly aware. Also, when you if you have a business idea, for example, or for product or service, you make sure to conduct your due diligence, your research before you jump into something.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. You should also create a checklist to assist you in researching your new ideas.
Mm-hmm. And all of what you're mentioning now goes back to when you mentioned earlier on at the top of the hour about the self-investing in yourself. And that's what all of that is. So it's, you know, you are just reaffirming a lot of the things that we know and have been hearing over the decades.
Absolutely.
We just have not been applying them. So here you are telling us, utilize these things. Embrace the methods and systems that I'm talking about here, and you can go out there and make a difference in your life. It's nothing new that you are talking about. You are just helping us to gain clarity.
I'm just approaching self-empowerment through a different avenue.
That's
through
right.
Through chess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through chess.
Mm-hmm.
Because chess, you know, we're not talking about being chess masters here. We can if you want
right.
to. That's your personal choice.
It's your choice.
8 to 10 hours a day. It's a wonderful choice.
For you, if that's what you think.
But for me, personally, I never wanted to compete professionally because I have other interests in my life. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't see that it wasn't meant for me to be a chess champion.
That's right.
I'm a musician and I have other things that I'm interested in life.
Oh, I'm learning something. What do you play, Mara, musician?
I am a musician. I play Latin percussion instruments. They're all
nice.
Hand drum.
Oh,
yeah.
Girl, you got to let me know where you're performing. So
we're going to
have to have you on the show to do that again. You're going to have to come back on the TV with those instruments.
Okay.
I am loving it.
Yes,
beautiful.
I've been playing what we call congas.
Yes.
Bongos.
Congas, we have
drum.
Those in Jamaica too. Nice.
Yes,
and from what age?
Drum.
From what age you've been playing those?
13. And my father and my brother have taught me how to play these instruments.
My main influence in my
techniques
uh-huh.
and my basics were from my brother. My brother's the one who taught me my rudiments and different styles of music. Yeah.
And does your brother still play? Is he around?
My brother lives in Florida, and he's an amazing percussionist as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're in our 50s, but we still, you know, it's part of our lives. I mean, my favorite time of the year is the Christmas holiday because my family, when we gather, we bring out all the instruments, and one is on the cowbell, one is on the maracas, and one is on the guido.
What a celebration that must be.
And it's just, you know, it's part of our culture.
Yes.
It's part of what we do that inspires us and makes us happy. And it's, clean fun, you know.
Wow,
yes. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful.
Wow.
Well, I played in a band. I was in an all-female band in the late 80s, early 90s. And called the T-Dolls. That was a lot of fun.
Oh.
And we did that whole New York circuit and...
Whoa.
So the thing is, you know, all of those aspects of my past, all of the things
mm-hmm.
that I've done, my life journey, have
right.
brought me to this point where, look,
no.
and ladies,
yes.
my fellow ladies, friends,
yes.
and colleagues,
young
chess
females.
Players,
yep. mm-hmm.
don't be afraid to take a chance at something.
Something.
Explore it. Approach
yes.
things in life with an open mind, because, look,
yes.
nothing is guaranteed.
That's
just,
right.
Just live life. Enjoy your life to the fullest,
that's
to the
right.
best
that's
way you
right.
can. Stay out
yes.
of bad relationships. If you know something is not good, stay away from it.
Mm.
If you're not happy in a job, consider your options. Be a smart chess player in your game of life and analyze what makes you unhappy. Analyze what you need to do to get yourself out of that situation. Plan. Now I have a quote that I love to say at the end of every presentation. And it's very simply this: think, plan, react. Be the chess player, not the chess piece, from pawn to queen.
Repeat that, Wendy, and say that slower.
Okay. Think.
Wow.
Plan. React. Be the chess player, not the chess piece, from pawn to queen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I ask you to repeat it slower for those people who will be listening it on the archive. Because there are so many people across the world. No, I think that was slow enough. But there are so many people across the world that need to get this engraved.
It's very important.
It
that,
is so important.
You know, women. That, you know, and I write that in the book that we need to, women need to stop elbowing each other and embrace each other's growth and development, because together we can be the most powerful force on this earth.
That's right.
Together.
Because we are not enemies; we are partners. And you know, we, although a majority of women tend to think that we are in competition. No.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
born collaborators, but it's because of the fear that we encountered based on past experiences, that we see every woman that comes across our path as wanting to be in competition instead of bracing the collaborative efforts that might be suggested to us. And, you know, again, all I can say is thank you for writing this book, and pray that women will use it to turn their lives around. You know, you look out there, men are networking together. They are closing million-dollar deals, and then there are a lot of women around who are struggling to get 2 and 3 paying clients. Because we get threatened when you ask to work with somebody.
That is so true. You are so right about that. That is so true. That is
and,
so true.
You know, then the question
But how
comes,
can how can that be changed? And I really think that,
that's the question. How you see us changing that?
Well, because it has to start from one person.
That's right.
One person shares, the second person shares with another person. And before you know it, we are all sharing.
Right,
now,
and there are some of us who are doing that, because that's exactly what we are doing here now. You know,
absolutely.
Yolanda could have sent me your information and I could have looked at it and said, oh, what a wonderful book.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have dismissed it.
Yes,
ma'am. I didn't have to call you. If I was kind of entertaining the crab mentality, I wouldn't do that. And this is what other women need to do, especially with the internet now. We can reach out to each other all over the world. You are in New Jersey and I'm in Connecticut now, connected. And that's what we want other women to do. Look at what we are doing and model us.
Right.
You know, don't be threatened. Don't be frightened. You are going
and, you
to
know,
pick
I up. Think... And I think also with women, there are many large women associations out there, you know, professional associations. And those are important to become a part of because, for example, in the state of New Jersey, we have NJAWBO, N-J-A-W-B-O, which stands for the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners. We are the largest in the state of New Jersey. We are recognized as the forefront
of women
business.
Would you please repeat that? N-J-A?
W-B-O. B as in boy, O. NJAWBO. And I was the president of the Hudson County chapter for 2 years. And the reason why I mention NJAWBO is as an example, a prime example of an organization that's almost 800 women business owners.
Wow.
And what do we do? We just yesterday we had a huge diversity event where we celebrate diversity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the opportunity to cross-sell each other's businesses and services.
Right. It's similar to, because I am the president of the National Association of Professional Women up here in the Litchfield County chapter.
Oh, NAPW? I'm a member of NAPW.
Yeah, so next week we have our conference down in New York, and that's it's over 400 chapters, and that's what we do. We support and lift up each other.
Yes.
You know?
And then there's another one I'm a member of, which is NAFI, which is the National Association of Female Executives.
I am that too. I am a member of that. Yeah.
I am telling
you. Yeah, women, you invite, I don't have time to come out. You need to invest in yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You must. It's very, very, very important. Because if you don't go out there and look after you, trust me, nobody's going to feed you with a spoon. You got to go out there and make something happen. You got to go out there and create waves. Because you have not because you ask not. And you're sitting home with all your unanswered questions instead of going out there
and networking and associate
with people and choose mentors and partners and get a coach that can work with you to help you to do these things, because
there's a lot to be said about some women who are very shy.
Mm-hmm.
They're timid by nature, and they're not risk takers. They're just very safe in what they do, and that's enough for them. And that's fine. That's fine.
But at some point,
you know, you're sabotaging your own successes, your potential.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't reach out, because I'm not a mind reader. I couldn't know if my neighbor needs help with something. Maybe
they
she has a great idea for business. If she doesn't talk to me, if I never have that dialogue with her, I wouldn't know.
That's right. People need to be cautious, because there's a thin line between being timid and shy and being fearful. So it's a gray line. So you got to know when it's not fear that is holding you hostage, you know?
Right. I attribute three reasons why women don't do more than what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
I would say the first is fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's either fear of failure, rejection, or even success.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because you're around to grow up. Yep, procrastination. Mm-hmm.
Procrastination is another.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it off for tomorrow, but you don't get to it tomorrow because you end up doing something else. And months and years go by, and nothing has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you have low self-esteem and you think negative about yourself and everything is just negative vibe, then how can you expect to be successful?
To progress. That's right.
And to progress if you're always so negative.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I can't do that because I'm not smart enough. I can't do that because I don't have the money to start the project. I can't do this because of this, that, and the other.
It is time that women begin to use results versus excuses.
Yeah.
Because the women have an excuse for everything in the world. You just said, listen, do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. You can't do. And sometimes if it was not for the grace of God, you would really want to abuse them. Because you're thinking, wake up. I want to shake some sense in you. Wake up, because if you don't see yourself as being smart, for goodness sake, who is going to walk up there and tell you that?
Well, one of the things that I want to say about being a chess player in your game of life is that a chess player does not fret over what to do when she's confronted with a situation.
Because
she's already committed to analyzing and solving her problems at hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference. A chess player has made that conscious decision. I want to improve myself, and I want to learn to play chess. And while playing chess, I'm going to transfer those skills into my life and my life activities, as well as business development. And while she's analyzing her problems, she's simultaneously anticipating different outcomes and scenarios.
That's right.
And then confidently chooses her best course of action.
That's right. She has a plan A and a plan B. That's right.
Yes.
Because she's never going to be caught with her pants down. Yep.
Right. When you're playing chess, you are doing two things at the same time. You are protecting your king from capture.
Mm-hmm.
And you're attacking your opponent so that you can capture your opponent's king and subsequently win the game. So these are two things that are happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Defending and attacking. And the beauty of playing a game of chess is that there's always that element of change that I love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple weeks ago, and I think when you and I had the pre-show dialogue, I mentioned about a documentary I saw with two young African-American students who were just avid chess
Brooklyn
players.
That's Brooklyn Castle, the movie. Brooklyn Castle. That's a PS-118 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York.
And I was so proud. I was so proud. You know, I was so proud as I listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many more out there that we can learn from them. And, you know, the young people, because I know it's not going to be as challenging for you to get your message out to the young women as it is going to be for you to get your message to a lot of the grown women. The grown women are going to be the ones that is challenging what you're doing. But the young girls are going to say, come on, load it on. They are ready to take a risk.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
that's
and I honor
point.
Them.
They're embracing. See, the youngsters today, they're really embracing change, rapid change. They're accustomed to that already with the high technology and everything else that's happening so fast. We live in such a fast society.
That's right. I was reading about an 11-year-old who is a millionaire. He created an underwater walkie-talkie at 11. He's a millionaire. You know, I'm telling you, there are some adults still don't know how to turn their computers on.
Well, I would love to say one last thing about chess.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if we had more women playing chess, we would have more scientists, mathematicians in this world, engineers, and innovators.
You are so right.
That's
I believe you for that. That's it. All right. You are listening to Wendy Oliveras, the author of Let's Play Chess. And I want to give you an opportunity to read something else.
Okay, sure.
We have 31 minutes because, as I had mentioned, that my other guest did not confirm. So,
I
don't expect her to call in. She didn't confirm.
Let me see.
So, those of you who are listening, don't just hang out there. Call in 646-915-8166. Yeah, I know you all have questions out there, but let me hear from you. You can dial in 646-915-8166 or type it in the chat room and I will read it for my honored guests.
Okay, let's
if
talk
I
about
have
that.
Any chess players out there too who have been playing the game but you have not really been including it in using a lot of the strategies from the game into your daily life, I want you to call in for a friendly dialogue with Wendy about that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wendy, please.
Yes, dear. I'd like to read two short paragraphs.
Yes, please do.
That are derived from Chapter 8, titled Intellectual Weaponry and Battle Basics. And those two paragraphs can be found on page 52. It says here, battle basics. As soldiers go through boot camp training to prepare for battle or war, chess players also need to develop their battle basics and train mentally for active duty on their respective battlefields. Playing chess helps you to develop your mind and improve the skills necessary to analyze and solve your problems and think more logically. Your battle basics are necessary and relevant in your game of life because they are the fundamental tools you will rely upon when you need to confront an opponent in life or a competitor in your marketplace. Since every battle has a varied cause and effect, understandably, fear and intimidation may penetrate your thoughts and try to block you from achieving your goals. But you know better, because you are a committed chess player who is ready for anything that life throws at you. You are a powerful warrior who is not to be misjudged or taken for granted. You know that the prize you win in fighting a battle is ultimately your success.
That's it. Wow.
Those are the two. That's relative to the battle basics when I talk about your battlefield. So we have to train our minds through chess.
Mm-hmm.
Because that helps us to become better thinkers and problem solvers in our lives.
And
I talk about the, when I mentioned here about opponents or obstacles, in the book I do specifically outline the two types of opponents that you will face as a chess player in life or in business. For example, the first would be considered external obstacles. Your external opponents. Those are tangible things that are there to purposely dissuade you from proceeding and or progressing in life. You set a goal, and someone, an individual, whether in your family, a relationship, a neighbor, a colleague, or a competitor in your marketplace, another company, has done something that is trying to block you from doing, from succeeding. You see? So we need to be vigilant about that. We need to become aware of who our opponents are, the external opponents. Now, that said, I talk about internal resistors. And those are really more powerful opponents because they stem from within ourselves, how we see ourselves, how we think about ourselves.
So that's like some of those early experiences that categorize us, that we hold on to. And they become hindrances.
You know, I'll give you an example. A prostitute is probably a woman who's been battered and abused as a child. Possibly, right? And She may look in the mirror and feel shame. But she doesn't know how to get out of this situation because it's all she knows. It's what she knows. That's not an excuse.
You know?
I get that.
It's,
but,
I wonder, if I may interject here a minute.
Yes.
It's amazing that you just brought this up because a couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a lady. And she mentioned to me about this young woman she knows who is the same age of her daughter. And I met this young woman with this gentleman that I thought was her husband. Well, this lady pointed out to me that this gentleman has a family with children and grandchildren, and he has been with this, she called her a girl, for many, many years, paid for her to go to private high school, prayed for her to go to college, prayed for her to go to postgrad, to go to graduate school, and they are still together. And she looked at me, and when I appeared to be puzzled, she looked at me and said, although she wants to settle for that, he takes good care of her because he's in good job and all of that.
Right.
But she doesn't realize that she's wasting her life. And I tell you, I look at her, she's a gorgeous young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now I hear that, I'm wondering, why is she settling for that? But if he paid for her
to
go to high school, you know,
self-esteem.
Oh my God. Yes.
Low self-esteem, that you're not valuable enough, that you don't value yourself or your abilities enough to do things on your own.
My God.
My God. I think it's relevant.
It is. It has to, because it just triggered this thing in my mind the minute you said that. There are many women who are not reaching their prime of success.
Yes.
Because they have placed themselves into inferior situation, where
mm-hmm.
to me, that is a kind of slavery, because if you don't see yourself evolving into that greatness that you were created for, that even you are abusing yourself to.
Yes. And that's
wow.
why the honor system...
Mm-hmm.
in my workshop is so important, because it talks about your own personal values. Where
yes.
does that start? Where does that start? How do you view yourself? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Who do you
How
see?
Do you identify your
and
honor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so, I mean, we have, as females, you know, there's another part of the book that I talk about, you know, as females, we're brought into the world, you know, just subjected to issues and challenges just by being female.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't
you
ask
know,
for that.
That's right, but that's what we were born. That's you know, we were dealt that
so,
game.
You know,
we got to play it the best way. Let me ask you something, Wendy. I don't know why I'm asking this question, but do you think if a few men would read these books, do you think that the women in their lives, that they would be able to facilitate them in different ways to become that which they were created to be?
I believe
I don't
so.
Think.
I think, you know, a lot of men are very interested in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because they know that it's a book on empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know, well, if my wife or my daughter is going to read this book, I'd like to skim through it at least. And let me learn from its wisdom also, because I could probably apply some of those strategies or ideas into my own
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
the,
know?
Real, the gist of it, of the whole chess ideology, is learn to play chess, because those skill sets you can develop. But
mm-hmm.
just by playing the game.
That's right. That's right.
And
you
your
know,
critical
I,
thinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
And you transfer
I,
those skills into your life to become a better
right.
thinker and planner.
Mm-hmm. 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 You know, there are a lot of smart, extra smart men out there, because, you know, there are a lot of times I go to event that is tagged female only. And those men are up in there. And they're not apologizing for being there. They say they know that is something powerful is happening here.
Yeah.
And they can come and learn
yeah.
those lessons and use it for them. So they are not honored, where there are some women who would be intimidated in going into event that's for men only. And the same thing we can do and learn, but a lot of times, you know, women feel inferior and they don't want to
sure.
do that. They don't want to do that.
That stems from, you know, societal, you know, historically
mm-hmm.
again, society
yeah.
teaches us when we're children, when little girls, to be quiet and submissive and play with dolls. So
mm-hmm.
If we become self-assertive,
mm-hmm.
then we're viewed as masculine, perhaps, too bitter,
right.
angry, too emotional. And so
mm-hmm.
there's a way to be diplomatically firm.
That's right.
right. In life
That's
and in business,
right.
and then there's being a brat and being, you know,
That's
a screamer
right.
and saying, you know, you didn't
That's
do
right.
what I needed you to do,
you
and
just have
so
to
I'm
balance.
Out of here, you know.
Yes, right. The other day, a friend of mine, she was telling her son, I think her son is 5, to stop talking, and I just nip it in the bud. I said, no, don't tell him to stop talking, because I said, you are going to create a husband for somebody that don't talk. You know, if you ask him to just excuse you and let you finish, that's a whole different story. But you tell him, oh, stop talking. Don't be talking so much. He marry a woman. She want to have a conversation with him. And in his mind, he's talking too much. So he don't want. And she said, oh, you know, Dr. Daphne, you are so right. I just had to tell her. Because it's true. Women are ripping out their hairs because they're marrying men who don't want to have no conversation. You know? And you keep wondering, where did all this start? Where did all this start? Well, Wendy, we have 19 minutes. I am excited that we use the time up.
Yes.
And I want for you to tell people, if there's any events you have coming up, tell them where they can get your book and summarize your conversation. You can do the summarization first of the high points you want to leave them book, and then you give them your contact information and whether they can get the book in bulk for events that they're doing, that you're speaking.
Right.
Tell them all the good stuff you want to tell them.
Oh, okay. Well, in summary, I'd like to just welcome our listeners, to the exciting and clever world of chess, where you get to be inspired, to learn to play a fun game of chess, get motivated to play your game of life your way, and also to have an open mind about things in life, because it's about you, me, all of us. It's about how we can improve ourselves through chess and to become better thinkers and apply our developed intellectual weaponry into our lives, as well as business development. Now, that said, my book is available in all formats worldwide. My book website is www.playchess.com. My email address is info@playchess.com. And as far as upcoming events, I'm working on a few things, so I haven't solidified those dates yet. But there is a hopeful book signing at Watchung Booksellers in Montclair, New Jersey, possibly June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
July 20th. And I'm working on, the book is also being sold at Barnes & Noble, which I'm very proud to say.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, dear. In 4 New York City office stores, one on Fifth Avenue, Union Square, Tribeca, and Court Street in Brooklyn.
All the big guys, all the big ones.
Yeah, so that's
wonderful.
You know,
that's a blessing.
It's a blessing. This October, I am very happy to announce, however, that the Spanish version will be released in October.
Nice.
Just
so,
in time for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Wonderful. So the Latinas, see, you don't need to complain. She got your back. She got your back. So she's coming up, right, for the celebration.
Absolutely. So, there's a high demand for the book in Spanish.
Wonderful.
And what I'm working on doing is getting the chef's ideology into the school curricula for the young girls.
Beautiful.
And for
beautiful.
College women, you know, the youngsters and the teenagers and the college freshmen.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And then males are more than welcome to read the book.
Trust me.
The book has
you think they're waiting on your permission? I don't think they're waiting on your permission to buy it. Anything that women speak about, they are going to be quicker to go there to buy it before the women. If you was going to take a survey of who bought more of your books, you would see that the men are doing it. They're not waiting on your permission. Sorry to disappoint you, but these brothers are smart. They are smart. They are not playing. Men aren't playing, and this is why.
You know,
go ahead.
No, dear. I just wanted to say something since we're focusing on men for a moment. In chess, your game of life, right? I make a very distinctive analogy between the chessboard and the chess pieces and your chess business structure. So, in other words, in the chess game, the king is the most important piece, and it's a male, right? Mm-hmm. In chess, your game of life, and in your business structure, the king is analogous to your business entity itself. So there's no male here in chess. Mm. We're not competing against men. It's not an anti-feminist book. Mm-hmm. This book appeals to your inquisitive mind, your entrepreneurial spirit. It taps into helping you to empower yourself through chess. To become a smarter woman in your decisions, to be a better thinker and planner in your life. A lot of women are not interested in business. The book is a
document. But your life.
That.
That's right.
But
whatever
your life
it
is critical. Who you're allowing in your life.
That's
how
right.
you allow yourself to be treated.
To be selective.
Yes.
You don't need to be the doormat for anybody, and it helps you. Even if you never go there to sell a snow cone, you can use it to empower and to develop your lives, you know? Because women are settling for mediocre things far too long, and we must take a stand where we continue to elevate us. We are queens.
Yes.
We were born
yes.
princesses, and we are queens. So too many of us are taking our tiaras off and throwing it in the gutter and begin to put a paper bag over our heads. Women, we got to wake up.
We must
wake up. Do you have a telephone number and email for the listeners, Wendy?
Yes, the media contact number actually is the 201-344-1099.
Mm-hmm.
And the email address is info@playchess.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is very descriptive. It has the upcoming events. It has the news and media information, everything about me, everything about the book. But I just really, it's a call of action for all women. To invest in themselves through chess.
Wonderful.
That's really the message that I want to get out there. And I hope to create a global chess
movement. That's right. And it will
happen.
That's
what I'm working on.
It is out there and it is going to happen. So wherever, I'm glad that we have a stake in this. And wherever you are listening from, let your inquisitive mind get you to query about how you can get this movement to begin in your neck of the woods, because if a difference is to happen, it is up to you. So I just pray that this conversation this evening has helped you to be really sitting uncomfortable right now where you are, because as a woman, we want you to be uncomfortable in order to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever action is needed, each of us, each and every one of us knows the action that is needed in our lives. We just want you to get up and go out there and make something happen. We don't want it to be a Wendy. We don't want it to be a Daphne.
Right.
We don't want it to be a Joan. We just want it to be yourself. But
yes,
we want it to be the best person that
you are. And
either way,
you can't lose in chess.
That's
you simply learn from your mistakes. You deal with new changes, you dust yourself off, and you regain your strength for your next move in life.
That's right. It's a lesson
and that's
learned.
Really what, and that's what chess instinctively prepares you for, is to face your adversaries in your life and marketplace.
Wonderful.
You learn to accomplish your goals successfully as you develop and utilize your chess-playing skills in life and in business.
Wonderful.
So go up there and learn chess, ladies, please.
Wonderful. Okay. Wendy, I thank you for investing this time, and I'm looking to sit with you tomorrow again we will invest in my viewers at the radio show, at their New Day radio show. I honor you, my sister. Thank you for the work that
you
are doing.
Likewise, I honor you as well. Thank you.
thank you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, I'll see you at 5:30.
All right. All righty.
Okay.
So be blessed. Thank you so
be
much.
That as well.
Thank you. That Wendy Olivares, and she is the author of the new book, newly released book. You can get it at Amazon. She just named out all of the places in New York City that you can get it. You can get it from her website and everything. And remember, she's out to begin a movement. And there is no movement unless you decide to take an action. So why don't you get involved and be part of this movement for us women? Because we were created, we are created to do amazing things. Let us not sit back and say, well, oh, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that. No, there is room at the table for you in the game of life. So let us step up and play an amazing game. So long, guys. I'll see you again Wednesday. Thank you, Wendy, for joining
us. Thank you,
Dr. Daphne.
You
are welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Big hug.
So, all righty. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Good night.
So remember, thank you. Thank you, guys.
I'm mighty grateful. the breaking of day. It's death. And I know what I know. You've been called to change.